The Dancing Murders, a Literary Historical Mystery, Portia of the Pacific Series, Volume 6. Portia of the Pacific Historical Mysteries and Legal Thrillers. Written by James Musgrave. Narrated by Joan Ducor and James Musgrave. Chapter 1. Vagabonds. Sadie. I understand I cannot testify for or against Wyatt. You plan to interview each of us right here, where it all happened. The mayor foots the bill, you say? Will Hunsaker is paying for our transportation? I know him. He was district attorney before he became mayor last year. He ran as the Workingmen's Party candidate. Why did you speak for the party? Ah, because they support suffrage. Good for you. You know the mayor represented Wyatt in Tombstone when he was the U.S. Marshal. He and Mr. Fitch, I believe that to be his name, represented my husband on a few cases, including the other murder trial. Yes, the O.K. Corral shooting against the Clanton gang. You know, they were never shot inside the corral. That's a myth. Honey, that's what I call him, was the Tombstone lawyer out there. He showed us around San Diego when we arrived last year. He now has 3 lovely daughters and a strapping son with his wife Florence. This is your daughter. What's your name, darling? Bertha May is a strong woman's name. Wyatt is always calling me Sadie, but I hate it. He gets a wicked grin under that seagull mustache of his whenever he calls me Sadie. He knows my name is Sarah, and I'm a Jew. You can call me Josie or Aunt Josie if you prefer. Do you prefer Bertha or May? All right, Bertha and May it shall be. Your mama must be very proud of you being able to take shorthand for her, Bertha May. I never learned the clerical trade myself. I always wanted to be an actress or a singer. I traveled out to the Arizona Territory with the Pauline Markham Theater Troupe. After the cad, Johnny Behan, left me to chase renegade Apaches, I met Wyatt, and my singing and dancing career was over. After we left Tombstone, we caught the gold and silver fever, and we haven't stopped yet. I suppose you could call Wyatt and me a couple of wayward vagabonds. All right, Mrs. Foltz, I shall tell you what events presaged this murder. I presume you've already obtained information from Wyatt? I have lived with a lawman for many years now, and I have also been closely acquainted with attorneys. Thus, I understand how your mind works, and I shall endeavor to explain to you in a manner that you can use to explore possible theories which may exonerate Wyatt from this predicament. I know full well you cannot use my testimony or me on the stand, but you can certainly avail yourself of what I have to say now. Oh, why, thank you. No, I have never attended college. However, I do enjoy reading and listening to many of my learned acquaintances. My father always taught me that the most developed intelligence is what one can experience with the senses, and not from just books. The great artists succeed most grandly when they are able to learn from life through trial and error. Born artists are too rare. Most are hewed from life like totem spirits. Each person must discover his or her meaning alone. But experiences with others are of primal importance. I have always given life the risk it deserves. You can't take a chance on love or on friendship, but you cannot live the innermost fulfillment unless you explode with curiosity. An inquisitive mind, combined with a passion for risk, evolves into a higher being. I believe that. That's also what my father taught me. My family did not attend shul in San Francisco. My father was my only rabbi, and he took his role very seriously. I was his only daughter, and I almost broke his heart when I left to go down to the Arizona Territories. I understand. I shall return to the reason we're here. I believe the good Rabbi Sonnenschein was murdered.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?